Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Members of the church at Corinth came from an extremely immoral background. Corinth in the first century was one of the wickedest cities on the face of God's earth. Whatever sins you can imagine, and some you probably cannot, were rampant in the city. The word Corinthianized was a synonym for debauchery. Paul lists some of the sins of Corinth at the time when he went there to preach that Jesus was the Christ. Acts 18:5. He asked, "Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived." And who were the unrighteous at Corinth? Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. Do you have any doubt Paul condemned all the sins listed in 1 Corinthians 6? If he had not preached against those sins, is it likely the Corinthians would have repented of them and turned to serve the living God? But I know they did repent and turn to God. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing, believed, and were baptized. Acts 18:8. After listing the sins that I read to you, Paul said, "And such were some of you," that is, some of the Corinthians had been adulterers, idolaters, homosexuals, and extortioners. "But you are washed, but you're sanctified, but you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6:11. When Paul preached against the gross immorality that prevailed at Corinth, was he preaching Christ crucified? He told the Corinthians, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2, 1 and 2. Since he determined not to know anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified, how could he preach anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified? How could he preach what he decided not to know? The sad truth is that many preachers do not understand or do not honor what inspiration has provided for us. If we preach the whole counsel of God, we are preaching Christ crucified. If we do not preach the whole counsel of God, we are not preaching Christ crucified, even if we preach on the crucifixion every Sunday. In the long list of sins Paul mentioned, there are two I want to emphasize briefly: effeminacy and abuse of themselves with mankind. The word effeminate literally means soft and refers to a man who allows himself to be used in a sexual relationship as a woman. He is the passive partner in a homosexual relationship. The technical term is catamite. The expression "abusers of themselves with mankind" means a male bedfellow, a man who goes to bed with another man for sexual purposes. He is the active partner in a homosexual relationship. The technical term is sodomite. Paul affirmed, "Those who engage in these activities are not going to heaven unless they repent of their immoral conduct." 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. I preach against these sins because they are an abomination in God's sight. They are destroying the moral values of our great nation. But when I preach against them, I'm not preaching Christ crucified, am I? If I'm not preaching Christ crucified when I condemn homosexuality, I have no right to preach against it. Like Paul, I am committed to knowing only Christ and Him crucified. Yet Paul described homosexual activity, whether between two women or between two men, as being unnatural. Romans 1, 26 and 27. He also taught that unrepentant homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God. How can I pretend to be a gospel preacher and not preach like Paul and other inspired men? Thank you for listening. May God bless you.